Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
2025 may be a difficult year in many ways. When it comes to scams and swindles, there's no maybe about it. The bad guys have jumped on the artificial intelligence bandwagon, and they're not just riding along, they've vaulted into the driver's seat and put the pedal to the metal. Consumer watchdogs are warning that AI scams are set to surge this year. The Deloitte Center for Financial Services says losses from AI scams overall are growing at almost one-third every year. And on the Telegram platform, Point Predictive found that scam-spam messages using AI and deepfakes increased from 47,000 in 2023 to over 350,000 in 2024. That's a 644% increase in just 1 year. Phony emails and text messages now use good English. Your ability to spot them by watching for misspellings or bad grammar is almost gone. It's much, much easier now for a fraudster to create a really good-looking website and imitate real websites, identification documents, and social media posts more convincingly. And voice cloning is a digital pandemic. With just a short sample of someone's voice, a few seconds, AI can create a whole conversation that can fool you into thinking you're talking with someone you know. As usual, most of these dangers are the same old con jobs, but now they're radically improved and a lot harder to spot because artificial intelligence makes their text much more believable and deepfakes, photos, videos, and even real-time people that appear absolutely real when they're absolutely not, are making suckers out of even some of the smartest and savviest people. Having an online relationship with someone you've never met in person? Even a live video call can be a complete fake, voice and image both. Just this morning, I had a phone call that looked like it came from Xfinity, the Comcast digital network. It left a voicemail that sounded very real, telling me I had to act quickly to avoid a big increase in my Comcast bill. This one was easy to spot. I don't have an account with Comcast. The nice lady on the phone was probably a bunch of integrated circuit chips. What can you do about it all? Be more skeptical than ever. Check out any unexpected message before responding. Even if it comes from someone you know, contact them and make sure. Create a password that only your family knows and tell them on the phone. Double down on all the usual precautions, like having a different strong password for every online account, installing security programs on every device, and using two-factor identification whenever you can. Beware of any kind of emotional manipulation, like trying to make you afraid or greedy or anxious to act quickly. There just isn't time in this segment to tell you everything. Go online and search for New Scams 2025, and maybe you can avoid a very unhappy new year. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.